Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Chiravanachari Jamuna Chiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Vana Lava Girivada Dari Gopi Jana Balava Girivada Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tiravanachari Jamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivada Dari Gopi Jana Balava Girivada Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tiravanachari Jamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Vishnu Prabhupada Paramahamsa Paravijakacharya Satarata Sri Sri Mad, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON BBT Founder Charges Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Varavijakacharya Satarata Sri Sri Mad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Ananti Kori Vaishnabendi Ki Jai. Namachar Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premzaka Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Krishna Gogopina Shamakunarikun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Sri Mayapur Navadit Dhamma Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Srimati Tosi Devi Ki Jai, Srimati Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, third canto, chapter 9, text number 3. Nataha Param Parama Yad Bhavataha Swarupam Ananda Matram Avikalpam Avidya Varchaha Pasyami Vishva Srijam Ekam Avishvam Atman Bhutendriyatmaka Madas ta upasrito shmi nata param parama yad bhavanta swarupam nata param parama yad bhavata swarupam Ananda matram avikalpam avid varchaha. Pashyami vishva srijam ekam avishvam atman. Bhutendriyatmaka madasta upashritoshmi. What is the Brahma Samhita tune? Yeah. Nata param param. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Nata param paramaya bhavata svarupam. Ananda matram avikalpam avidavarchaha. Pashyami vishva srijam ekam avishvam atman. Bhutendriyatmaka madaste upasritoshmi. Nata param paramayad bhavata svarupam. Ananda matram avikalpam avidya varchaha. Pashyami vishva srijam ekam avisham atman. Bhutendriyatmaka madaste upasritoshmi. Nata param paramayad bhavata svarupam. Swarupam Anandamattram Avikalpa Vadidya Svachaha Pasyami Vishvasijam Ekam Avishvam Atman Bhutendriyatmakamadasta upasvitoshmi Nata param paramayad bhavata svarupam Anandamatram avikalpam avijjavarchaha Pasyami Vishvasijamikam Avishvam Atma Bhutendriyatmakamadaste Upasritoshmi Nata Param Paramayat Bhavatad Farupam Anandamatram avikalpam avidyavarchaha Pasyami vishvasrijamekam avishvam atman Bhutendriyatmakamadasta upasritoshmi Matajis. Nata param paramayat bhavata svarupam Anandamattam vikalpam avidya svarchaha Asyami vishva srijam ekam avishvam atman Bhutendriyatmakamadasta upasritoshmi Nata param paramayad bhavata svarupam Nandamatram avikalpam avidyavarchaha Pasyami vishvasijamekam avishvam atma Bhutendriyatmakamadasta upasritoshmi Nata param paramayad bhavata svarupam Anandamatram avikalpam avidyadarchaha Pasyami vishvatam Nata param paramaya bhavata svarupam Anandamatram avikalpam avidyavarchaha Pasyami vishvasijamekam avishvam atman Bhutendriyatmakamadaste upasritoshmi Na, do not. Attaparam, hereafter. Parama, O Supreme. Yat, that which. Bhavataha, of your Lordship. Sorupam, eternal form. Anandamatram, impersonal Brahman effulgence. Avikalpam, without changes. Avidyavarjaha, without deterioration of potency. But pasyami, do I see? Vishvasrijam, creator of the cosmic manifestation. Ekam, one without a second. Avishvam, and yet not of matter. Atman, O Supreme Cause. Bhuta, body. Indriya, senses. Atmaka, on such identification. Madaha, pride. Te, unto you. Upashritaha, surrendered. Ashmi, I am. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O my Lord, I do not see a form superior to your present form of eternal bliss and knowledge. In your impersonal Brahman effulgence in the spiritual sky, there is no occasional change and no deterioration of internal potency. I surrender unto you because whereas I am proud of my material body and senses, your lordship is the cause of the cosmic manifestation, and yet you are untouched by matter. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 1855, Bhaktya mam avijanati yavan yas chasmi tatvataha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can only be partially known and only by the process of devotional service to the Lord. Lord Brahma became aware that the Supreme Lord Krishna has many, many eternal, blissful forms of knowledge. He has described such expansions of the Supreme Lord Govinda in his Brahma Samhita 533 as follows. Advaitam achutam anadim ananta rupam ajam purana purusham navayovanam cha vedeshu durlabam adurlabam atma bhakto govindam adi purusham tam aham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is non-dual and infallible. He is the original cause of all causes, even though he expands in many, many forms. Although he is the oldest personality, he is ever youthful, unaffected by old age. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be known by the academic wisdom of the Vedas. One has to approach the devotee of the Lord to understand him. End of quote. The only way to understand the Lord as he is by devotional service to the Lord, or by approaching the devotee of the Lord who always has the Lord in his heart. By devotional perfection, one can understand that the impersonal Brahmajyoti is only a partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, and that the three Purusha expansions in the material creation are his plenary portions. In the spiritual sky of the Brahmajyoti, there is no change of various kalpas or millenniums, and there are no creative activities in the Vaikuntha worlds. The influence of time is conspicuous by its absence. The rays of the transcendental body of the Lord, the unlimited Brahmajyoti, are undeterred by the influence of material energy. In the material world also, the initial creator is the Lord himself. He brings about the creation of Brahma, who becomes the subsequent creator, empowered by the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vindaki Jaya. Vancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sindhavibhata paritana pabhanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Jai. So, We're continuing here in third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this portion, we're going to hear a lot of things about the creation of the Supreme Lord. Excuse me. And this verse is very beautiful because it has a lot to say about devotional service. Reminds me of a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi. Kaha. Lava Matra Siddhi Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. That the verdict of all the revealed scriptures is that one has to, if one has the opportunity to have a moment's association of a pure devotee of the Lord, one can attain success. So in the last chapter, we heard the discussions between Maitreya and excuse me. One of my bad karmas, I have a bad voice. It happens periodically. Yes, Maitreya and Vidur. And there we saw the exchange and interaction between two pure devotees of the Lord. So we see that the importance of having the association of a pure devotee of the Lord is unlimited, and one can become successful in his endeavor, especially for the pursuit of spiritual life. So Krishna and his plenary portions cannot be understood by some mental speculation or erudite scholarship, or even that matter, non-devotees. If anyone really wants to understand Krishna, they have to take to pure devotional service. And, of course, by the guidance of a pure devotee of the Lord. Krishna says, Naham Pakrishat Sarvasya. He states that he's not revealed to everyone. As he wishes, he'll reveal himself. And he won't be known by just some erudite scholarship. A person actually has to engage in Krishna consciousness or pure devotional service. And in that way, one can understand Krishna. When we hear about Krishna, automatically we're becoming purified. And Krishna reveals himself. There's that verse, Shimmatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Rijanta Sluhya Badwani Vidu Noti Surit Satam. That simply by hearing about Krishna cleanses the heart of material enjoyment from the devotee, and one gradually becomes more and more attached to Krishna. And this perfection is natural, because the more we hear about Krishna, the more we become purified. And gradually, one comes to the Brahma-Buddha platform where one is freed from lust and greed. And in that way, one becomes more and more absorbed in the science of Krishna consciousness devotional service. So lust and desires, they disappear from the heart because of that service to the Lord. And we can understand that this process is actually automatic. Atasi Krishna Namadhi Nabhavedgaram Indriya Seva Mukha Hijavado Swayam Rupakadamayam Swayam Eva Spurayada. That's what it is. Spurayada. Sorry. I'm having a difficult time this morning with my whole material body. So material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's name, pastimes, activities, his qualities. And when one renders service to Krishna by the tongue and also by the chanting, taking Krishna prasadam, chanting the holy name, then eventually, gradually, the devotee understands Krishna. So this is really the science of Krishna consciousness. And these things are introduced to us by the association of a pure devotee of the Lord, this sadhu sangha. And this sadhu sangha is extremely important, and the Krishna conscious movement is focused and based on that principle of association with devotees. And by that association, we develop the sincere desire to perform devotional service. And gradually, as we perform devotional service, we begin to understand more and more the potency of Krishna. Aham sarvasya pavava matta sarva pavartate iti matva bhajantaman buddha bhava samanvita. That Krishna says that he's the source of all spiritual material worlds and everything emanates from him. So everything we see manifested is there by Krishna's arrangement. And the wise who know this perfectly engage in Krishna's devotional service because they understand the principle of human life, and that is to become Krishna conscious. And devotional service is the process. So whenever we speak of devotional service, we're speaking that there's three aspects to it. Krishna, God, the devotee, and then, of course, the process. So when we say devotional service, those three aspects are there. And you can see that Srila Prabhupada set up the Krishna consciousness movement exactly on that principle, that there's God, Krishna, here there's Rukmini Dwarkadish, devotees, all of us associating, the pure devotees, Srila Prabhupada, giving us the instructions, the process of devotional service, chanting, hearing, serving, worshiping the deity. These processes are there, and if we engage in them, we'll become purified, and gradually more and more we'll desire to become a pure devotee of the Lord. And we see that the different aspects, as it says here, the different aspects of Krishna. Yes, there's a Brahma Jyoti, the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, and innumerable living entities merge into the existence of the Brahma Jyoti. And that's one aspect of the Supreme Lord. Then, of course, another aspect of the Supreme Lord is the Paramatma, the Supersoul. Sarvasya cham hiridhi sanivistham batasmitya gyanam apohanam cha. He's there in the heart of every living entity, giving directions and are witnessing. He's witnessing our activities. And we see that this Paramatma is not only in each and every living entity, but in every molecule in the creation. The Paramatma is there. And so many people, they forget that Krishna is there, or they don't know that Krishna is there in the heart. And he's the one that's actually witnessing our activities, our devotional service or our sinful activities. And he's well aware of everything that we're doing. And also, he gives us the guidance on our quest for emancipation or for deliverance from this material existence. If we just connect with the Paramatma, so many wonderful things can happen. And that connection is based on the principle of following the instruction of Krishna. And in that way, we come in contact with the Supersoul. And then, of course, there's Krishna himself in his particular form. And Krishna is so nice that he'll interact with us in so many different ways, in a loving exchange. Just like in the material world, we see that the highest happiness, the greatest happiness one can have in this material world, is to develop a loving relationship with someone. If someone has a loving relationship, that is so pleasing and so happiness. I see that there's people that live on our block, and they're so happy if you stop them when they're with their dog, and you say, "Wow, what a nice dog!" And immediately, although when they're beside you, they're really glum. They look real glum, like they don't want to talk to you. But if you say, "Wow, you have a beautiful dog," and immediately they'll stop and they'll smile, they'll laugh, and it'll break the ice. Why? Because they have a loving exchange with that animal. They love that animal like anything.
So that is the greatest happiness in this world, to be able to develop that. So as a devotee, this is our course. Our desire is to develop that relationship with Krishna, that loving relationship. I know, like, all of you have experienced it also, that, you know, in the morning sometimes when you get up and you start chanting, like I was this morning, your mind is going all over the place and you're having a battle and you're trying to think about Krishna and you can't, you fight like anything. And you keep praying and chanting, hoping that you'll remember Krishna. And then what's really miraculous is when I'm going through all this fighting with my mind. But what's really a miracle is when I walk into the temple room and then the doors open up to the altar, Rukmini Dwarkadish. Immediately, I forget all my problems. Literally, I forget everything. And I look at Rukmini and I can't imagine. I can't just, she is so beautiful beyond description. And all of a sudden, your life is changed just in a matter from struggling over there, struggling to get across the street, get in the temple, and the doors open up, and oh my God, this is what I'm actually doing. This is my life. And that particular moment is actually the epitome of our existence, to develop that loving tendency for Krishna. I'm not saying to you that I understand Rukmini Dwarkadish or, you know, Krishna. I'm not going to go that far. But I can say that the feeling I get when I see Rukmini and Dwarkadish is insurmountable. It brings me the greatest happiness. I forget all my difficulties and problems. So that is the purpose of life, to achieve happiness. And we try to do it in the material world with material activity. But it doesn't work because it's temporary. It just dies. And there's dissatisfaction in due course of time. But we see that if you keep chanting and you come in temple, and every time that you see Rukmini and Dwarkadish, it's incredible. The feeling, the mood, the desire that develops within the heart is unequaled. It's unparalleled. And this is the greatest happiness. So we should not neglect to try to to fully understand Krishna. It should be our goal that we will be able to be fixed in our devotional service to Krishna. And by the process of devotional service, our senses become purified. Sarvapadi vinir muktaparat vena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevana bhakti uchite. Bhakti means engaging our senses in the service of the Lord, who's actually the master of the senses. And it's described that it's so easy to do because really, just by serving Krishna, there's two side effects. One is that we become freed from our material body. You can actually become freed from this designation. And the senses become purified. Because once the senses become purified, then we can actually understand Krishna. Otherwise, it's very difficult. And so we have to develop our desires for wanting to hear, because the more we hear, the more we become purified. And we have to develop our devotional service under the direction of a pure devotee, the spiritual master. This we've heard and we've read here on several occasions. But it has to be according to the Vedic directions. There's the Pancharatriki and there's the Bhagavat. The Pancharatriki is the devotional service of deity worship. Cooking for Krishna, dressing Krishna, serving Krishna by preaching about Krishna. And that's the Bhagavat. The Bhagavat is that we converse, we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam class daily. And these two systems are essential in the progress of our spiritual life, of us going back home, back to Godhead. And this Bhagavad is especially important because it includes the spreading of Krishna consciousness. And that Krishna consciousness spreading is most important. There's two types of Bhagavat, the person and the book. So if we serve the person Bhagavat, and then we serve the book Bhagavat by hearing the messages of the Bhagavat, and also the distribution of the Bhagavat. And this recitation and discussion of the Srimad Bhagavatam is essential in making progress in spiritual life. Because if you analyze it, out of millions of living entities, one may be fortunate enough to receive the seed of Bhakti Lata, the Bhagyavan. Fortunate. It's rare, out of millions of people. And as we surrender and we get this Bhakti Lata, this the creeper of devotional service. And it comes by the grace of the spiritual master and Krishna, of course. And one nourishes this Bhakti Lata by regularly sprinkling it with the water of Shravanam and Kirtanam, of hearing and chanting. Just hearing and chanting, it helps the Bhakti Lata Beej, it grows. And when you water it by this hearing and chanting, it grows. It goes through the material creation, the covering of the material universe. It goes past that. And it reaches the spiritual world. And when it goes into the spiritual world, it actually goes to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where its final resting place. This is our final resting place, at the lotus feet of Krishna. So there we take shelter. But we have to be very cautious, because if we stop the watering process, which is the hearing and chanting, that's the watering process of the Bhakti Lata Beej. If we neglect or we stop this chanting and watering, then it'll die. It'll die. It won't exist. It'll stop. So as devotees, we have to be very conscientious of that, that that watering process is essential for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. And if one stops, one will fall down. And Prabhupada said also that the cause of that fall down is offenses. If we become offensive, if we cause offense to a Vaishnav or Vaishnavi, this can stop that watering process of hearing and chanting. We lose the desire. And when we lose that desire, then we die. So we have to be very careful not to neglect this understanding. The Bhagavad Gita describes very nicely what is the interaction of devotees. Maschita matkata prana bodhayantam parasparam katyanta samam nicham tushantita ramanticha. That the devotees, they enlighten each other in chanting about Krishna and conversing about Krishna. Yes, this is what Krishna consciousness is about. And this is how we actually protect that Bhakti Lata Bija, that seed of devotional service. And if we converse with each other like this, and we speak like this about Krishna, about the pastimes of Krishna, and we hear the Bhagavatam, then we can develop this desire to serve the pure devotee of the Lord. It reminds me of my favorite verse, Shushushro Sharadanasya Vasudeva Kataru Chi Stan Mahat Seva Vipur Punya Tirtani Sevanat. That verse is always in the back of my mind, because that's really what Krishna consciousness is about. When you serve the pure devotee and the mission of the pure devotee, we develop the affinity for wanting to hear about Krishna. It comes naturally. And by hearing about Krishna, you naturally become purified. It's a natural progress. You don't have to perform some severe austerity, or we don't have to become some big gun in Krishna consciousness. You just have to become a normal devotee who has developed a sincere desire to hear and chant about Krishna. And so then when we develop that desire, when we come in here, when the doors open to Rukmini and Dwarkadish, you get floored. It's incredible. And we see the devotion of the devotees that dress the deities. That's our life. That's the beauty of our existence and the beauty of being in Krishna consciousness. So we have to be very conscientious of these things, because if we forget or we commit an offense, then we won't have that bhakti lata beach. We'll lose it. And we all need to be conscientious of that, of not creating an offense at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. And we'll just speak of just a devotee. This is how we wreck our life in Krishna consciousness. So let's be conscientious of that and strive for something better than that. Okay. I'm sorry for a little spaced out. I thought I was going to speak about Haridasa Thakur today. But it was not Haridasa Thakur. And then after that, I didn't know what I was going to do. So if I'm a little spaced out today, sorry about that. But it is Narottam Dasa Thakur. So maybe I'll read very quickly about Narottam Dasa Thakur, very quickly. I know I'm over time, sorry. Appearing as the son of a king, Narottam Dasa Thakur, Sri Thakur Mahasaya, showed all the bodily symptoms of a Mahapurusha, an exalted divine person. He had long arms, a deep navel, golden complexion, beautiful eyes shaped like the lotus petals. In school, he was a Shruti Dara, able to memorize whatever he hears. Although he quickly mastered Sanskrit and the Vedas, he hankered to serve Krishna. He was a lifelong brahmachari. By the mercy of the holy name Gaur Nitai, Narottam became detached, left his opulent family, and ran to Vrindavan. He took diksha from Sri Lokanath Goswami and siksha in Gaudiya philosophy from Sri Jiva Goswami. When he arrived in Navadvipa Dham, all the devotees asked him about the health and activities of the Goswamis in Vrindavan. They were eager to hear the news from Vrindavan. After visiting all of Gauranga's pastime places in Gaur Mandala, Narottam Das did the same as Sri Chaitra Dham, or Jagannath Puri. Then he went to see the devotees and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime spots in Santipur, Sri Kanda, Kantak Nagar, Ekachakra, and Keturi Gram. In Keturi, Sri Narottam Das Thakur arranged the famous Keturi Mahotsava. This was the first Gaur Purnima festival to honor the divine appearance day of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During the festival, six deities were installed: Sri Gauranga Dev, Sri Vallabhi Kanta, Sri Raja Mohan, Sri Krishna, Sri Radha Kanta, Sri Radha Raman. With his sweet voice, Narottam Das began a wonderful kirtan. His chanting filled the heavens and brought down tears of prema from the eyes of the devotees, who were all sporting in the ocean of ecstasy. In the midst of their kirtan, the munificent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, and all his personal associates appeared and joined in the Sankirtan. Like a flash of lightning in the midst of a mass of beautiful blue clouds, Sri Chaitanya himself appeared in the crowd of devotees through a divine manifestation. At that time, although Mahaprabhu had left this world years before, many different devotees saw Mahaprabhu in different ways. Those of Sri Navadvipam saw him more intimately as Nimai Chandra or Vishvambar, as they knew him during his youth. Those devotees were attracted to Mahaprabhu in Shakya and Vatsalya Ras. The followers of the six Goswamis, who only knew Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi, related to him in the mood of Dasya Ras. And hundreds of devotees also worshipped Lord Chaitanya in a Aishwarya mood of awe and reverence. This festival is considered a major achievement in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Hundreds and hundreds of devotees were invited, including direct disciples of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Acharya. At this time, many differences existed in the interpretation of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Acharya Rani Janava Devi came from Kardaha with her entourage, presiding over all the Vaishnavas. She resolved their diverse conclusions into one consistent Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. For the first time, the festival featured many kirtan styles such which integrated the glorification of Lord Chaitanya with the glorification of Lord Krishna and his pastimes. And because so many Vaishnavas were present at one place, it automatically made the Keturi festival extraordinary. It also acted as an important step toward unifying all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Nartam Das Thakur wrote many devotional songs about spiritual master, the devotees, devotional service, the six Goswamis, Gaur Nityananda, and Radha Krishna. Although composed with sweet melodies in simple Bengali language, Nartam Das's songs give Shastric Siddhanta and devotional inspiration. Srila Prabhupada often sang these bhajans, considering them none different from Vedic Shastra. He quoted them in his Bhagavatam lectures. Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika are Nartam's most famous works. The following excerpt comes from the Prema Bhakti Chandrika. Radha and Krishna are my goal in life and death, and they are the masters of my breath. Performing my bhajan only for them, I rise and fall in the ocean of prema. I pray that I can always maintain this conception within my heart as my highest ideal. Let me serve the lotus feet of Radha Govinda. Let my mind be filled with dedication to the divine forms that defeat the beauty of Cupid and Rati. With a straw between my teeth, I fall at their divine feet and present my humble appeal. O Kishori, Kishori, O son of Nanda Maharaj, Swayam Sundar, and O daughter King Vrishabhanu, Shri Radhe, you enchant even Hari, and your bodily complexion is the color of a golden lotus. O Krishna, with a bodily color like an Indra Nila gem, a blue jewel, your beauty mocks Cupid. O topmost dancers, Sri Radha and Krishna Kishore. O topmost dancers, Sri Radha and Sri Krishna, please dance within my mind. You, whose beauty increases the charm of your dazzling ornaments day and night. I only wish that I shall go on singing your glories in great ecstasy. Nartam Das serves Srimati Radhika as Champaka Manjari. His samadhi is in Radha Gokulananda's temple courtyard. Nartam Das Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.